Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, your Mortgage and More. I'm really excited today because we have Nancy Leifer. She's a great guest. And this is going to be a good time. I'm excited to have you.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
The reason why I want Nancy on this is because the theme here that we're going to talk about is setting yourself apart in any industry, really. We're in the real estate industry. I'm in the mortgage industry. You know, it's kind of coincides. But I like to think that if you're listening to this podcast, that if you want to really set yourself apart, I like to have very successful people on this podcast that have set themselves apart so we can learn today. And obviously, I'm buttering you up, Nancy.
Yes, you are
successful. But, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in the industry, and let's start from there. But you really have set yourself apart, and we'll dive into more questions after, you know, we introduce you.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle. I really appreciate being here again. I have been a real estate agent for 15 years, but honestly, probably since I was born, because my mom and dad are both real estate
agents. Oh, really? So you've been in real estate forever.
I have. So I can remember, like, back, it was Thanksgiving, Christmas. My mom would throw a turkey or a ham in and be like, I'll be back in 4 hours. You know, she was showing houses because that was just how.
Saturdays, Sundays.
I do my best work on Sundays, honestly. So 15 years, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy helping people. I've always been in sales, so it was kind of a natural. I got into property management. And then after that, the people that I was managing for, I was seeing these real estate agents come in and they would sell the properties that I was managing. So I went to the owners and said, hey, what if I got my license? They said, go for it. And that was in 2009.
Yeah. Well,
Whoa.
Wow. Right.
Whoa. Right. Right. And my first year, I did 4 deals. And
arguably the hardest market of all time.
The hardest market of all time, but I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Because I'd never been in it before. That's
a key thing, I think, as far as I've seen a theme with some of the loan officers or new real estate agents that don't know any better, but they want to work hard and they just put their head down and work.
Yep.
They get results. And I feel like that is in any industry, really. I feel like sometimes being naive, sometimes I wish I was more naive because I get in my head way too much at times.
Yeah, like, we do.
You know, and I negotiate with myself a little too much. But when you're naive and you don't know what's going to suck. You don't know if, you know, I used to go to a ton of open houses throughout the weekends, and it's hard work on Saturday and Sunday. But I was naive. I thought, this is what I got to do, put bread on the table, and I did it. But, you know, looking back, and now I have all this experience at the time, like, I really would like to go to Lagoon and Farmington with my kids. I'd really like to go, you know, boating or whatever. But I do know the back of my head, I probably should be consistent and still go to some open houses because if the real estate agents are working, I should be working. Yes, I answer my phone and I'm available.
Right.
But at the same time, back then, it wasn't painful at all when I look back on it because I was just naive.
Well, you just, like you said, you put your time in. You dove into it. You weren't afraid to make mistakes because you didn't know if you were making a mistake anyway. It was a great time to get into real estate.
2009, honestly. You got in and a lot of people quit.
They did.
So a ton of people quit and then you got in. At the right time. I think right now, it's always in cycles too, because right now the industry is kind of not that dramatic, but it is slowly. It's like a slow burn. It's kind of like painful. It's like putting your fingernails against, like, you know, the chalkboard or even that. Ugh. But it's something that is, I see slowly and slowly people are quitting, real estate agents, loan officers, title agents, because it's hard. It's a harder industry. So what would you say that, you know, someone listening to this podcast during these hard times, what would be kind of your advice for them?
Well, I think when you started out the podcast saying, like, setting yourself apart, we all are associated with a brand, a brokerage. But within that brand and brokerage, what is your elevator speech? What sets you apart as an agent? And so knowing what that is, I think, is key. And then also, it takes money to make money. Just because the market is possibly a little bit slower, which it's not for my team, because we're spending money this year. We're spending more this year than we did last year.
Instead of the defense.
You go on the offense. Absolutely.
Exactly. And I think that's an amazing point there. If you're listening to this, is during the hard times, we're doing really well because we are on full court press. Mm-hmm. We're on the offense. And what we find out is, wow, we can do this in any market. And then when the market does, you know, everyone on the sidelines hoping it gets better, does get better in their, you know, in their eyes, I feel like it's fine. But when it does get easier for everyone else, you're just so far ahead of them on that piece.
You're completely ahead. Yeah.
What did you, when you were first starting, what did you do to kind of set yourself apart?
I was in the office every day.
Yes.
I mean, what?
Thank
Crazy.
You.
No. Crazy.
So you're in the office every day. You treated it like it was a job, 9 to 5.
It was a job. It was a job. And I picked up my phone. And I made phone calls.
Seems common sense.
It does. It does. But no, that was the key. And then, honestly, having like 5 real estate conversations a day, which could easily enough be in the grocery store line when you're checking out, you know, with the teller, for instance. Yeah. Or at the Maverick, talking to the person at the gas pump across from you. I always had on the back of my car at the time, it said Nancy Lifer. It says that I did real estate.
Yeah.
It's a great opener for people. People recognize that over time. So it was having those conversations.
And more conversations becomes, at first, kind of awkward, but now it's just natural.
It's very natural.
Just done it over and over and over. And that's, you know, the thing you said about just showing up, too. Sometimes just showing up and putting yourself out there, you're going to be so much more successful. But the one thing I don't get with real estate agents, and I don't get with loan officers and maybe even some other professionals that are in sales, is why do they not treat, if they treat it like a 9 to 5, mm-hmm. like, you know, when you have to clock in, you have to clock out. And if you don't clock in on time, you don't clock out on time, you get fired.
Yeah.
If they would have treated it like someone, they had a boss that would fire them, they would all make more money. They'd all be more successful. They'd all reach more of their goals.
Double their income.
But the best agents that I see are the ones that do treat it like the, if it's 9 to 5, like for me, like if it's 9 to 5, like I am working from 9 to 5. Yes. What's, you know, shocker, if you want to become a real estate agent or a loan officer, you're going to be working longer than 9 to 5. But on 9 to 5, like I'm for sure working.
Sure.
I'm not messing around. I'm working. Now, yes, after 6, 7, 8 o'clock, I might be with my family. I might be golfing, doing fun things, but like you still got to answer your phone. You still got to be available. Still got to be available on the weekends. But from 9 to 5, man, I do not get some of these, you know, professionals that just like, yeah, we're strolling around 11, work till 3. If that's what you want, that's fine. But I feel like the best professionals are the ones that are there from 9 to 5 because they're the ones working. They see all the scenarios. They can help out immediately because they're in front of either a computer or they have, you know, the other professionals that are working. But I think that would be, it's funny that that's a way to set yourself apart is actually just doing the work.
Yeah, that's all it is. Honestly, I tell my team that all the time. I think along those same lines is I tell my clients, you're my client now. So just so you know, you should feel like you're my only client. I have other clients, but you should feel like you're number one with me. I may not pick up the phone when you call, but you will get a call back. If I don't know an answer, I will find out. And just knowing that, again, it sets you apart. But it's this, I'll call you back in 24 hours or 48 hours. This is a huge decision for people to sell or buy a home. They're trusting you. And we are making a pretty good income.
Yeah.
So, you know, we should be there for people. Our goal is to help them, also to help our family and feed our family and make money. But
yeah, I think the personalization, I think another reason why you're so successful is you're a great communicator. You're really good at communicating. And yes, although if you are busy, you're going to let them know that, hey, I'll get back to you on this. One thing my partner, Jimmy Hobson, I use a lot is that if you're on the phone with someone else, he's like, always press the button. I'm on the other line. I'll call you back as soon as possible. Like, don't like avoid that, missing that easy automate button that they have now, because that at least lets the person know you're available. You're thinking about them. I think it's so crazy when I've called other, you know, real estate agents or loan officers and it's like, it just goes straight to voicemail. It's like, I know you're looking at your phone because
exactly
everyone's looking at their phone, or if you're stuck in a meeting, but pressing that button is just huge. Yeah, it's interesting on that piece.
I think under promising and over delivering, is that the right term?
Yes.
So like, hey, I'm going to get back to you within the next 2 hours. And then in 45 minutes,
yes,
I'm going to call them back. Whereas I'm going to get back to you in 45 minutes, but then in 2 hours, I call them back. So I always try and do that. So, I mean, we're all human. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Just them knowing that I am a priority, they are a priority for me. Not, well, I am my own priority. I mean, let's be real. I said that wrong, but did I really? Anyway, they are a priority for me.
Yeah, for sure. And, I think that piece is, to always over deliver. I also think setting the right expectations, because I think a lot of times in this industry, people don't really set the correct expectations. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, certain programs you use, you can close a lot quicker than other programs. So I tell loan officers, it's like, look, if this is a zero down, there's a bond, maybe we need to get something, maybe they're getting a grant of some sort. There's always roadblocks. And for me, that's usually time. So if I want to close quicker, we got to get this bond program figured out now, not 2 days before closing. I need it now. Like, this, the urgency piece, I think, is huge in our industry. And I think just being able to squash that immediately of pros and cons of what's going on in the situation, that really helps a ton setting yourself apart in this industry. Because when you communicate well, but you also are letting them know, here are kind of the obstacles that I have to, overcome, but I'm going to do this now instead of in the future, it just lays a really good process. And that said, with processes, what's kind of your guys' process that you have that you take through a consumer in the real estate,
Through a consumer.
maybe listing a house from listing to buy?
Sure.
What's kind of stuff that you guys do to set yourself apart?
I think from a listing perspective, we have our own photographer,
It's huge.
which is huge.
I can't begin to tell you how many fuzzy photos I see. And I'm like,
Or toilet seats that are up.
you're going to make 20 grand on this?
Yeah,
Is
I
this
know.
what you did for these people? Yeah, sorry. Like,
No, it is.
own
No,
photographer, that's great.
it's important. The marketing piece is what really gets me excited. I enjoy marketing a property. So we'll do a complete social media blitz on the property. We will text agents that have sold properties in that area similar, hey, we've got something coming up. I do a program where I actually offer a discount to the seller if I bring a buyer, because in Utah we can do
Yeah.
dual agency. And so I actually have, it's not proprietary, but we send out, the seller actually sends something out to the area that's on their behalf that says, hey, I've chosen Nancy Lifer to sell my property. If you know of somebody that wants to be a neighbor, reach out to her. It's like,
Yeah,
it's huge,
that's
right?
cool.
It's huge. And then we do a lot of text writers. So when we represent things on social media, we don't want to give all of the information. We want people to call us. So it's like text Basin to 39200, for instance. And then that brings up the property information, but it also gives us all of their contact information.
Yeah, that's
And
great.
then we just follow up, and maybe they're not interested in that property, something else. But
Even
those
if
are a
they
couple
text
of
that, they
things.
are though. So I mean, that's
Yeah, in
definitely
some way, shape, or
easy.
form, they're interested in something real estate, even if they say they're not. So it's honing in. So those are like the top things that we do.
Yeah, I also love that you guys are always continuing, I call it CE, continuing education, but you're always learning to get better throughout whatever's going on, whether it be text thrown at us, we're trying to, perfect the technology we use, stuff like that. So a lot of times I see some of these, that's when we go back when we talked about when you just don't know any better, you end up doing more than the person who knows everything. I think when you get to that point where you think you know everything, you've lost. And so I think, setting yourself apart is realizing that you always need to keep learning and you always have to get better and you have to show up every single day. That's another thing. It's a grind thinking about that, but that's just the way real estate and sales and everything is you got to show up. Doesn't matter if you crush it in 2022 or 2023, like you got to crush it in 2024,
Absolutely.
doing everything, the daily things, the little things. Sometimes they're simple and they're monotonous, but like that's another thing to set yourself apart. But what I think I like about you as well is that you really love what you do. Like, find what you love, whether it be a niche. Jimmy, he loves VA loans. He loves veterans. His brother's a veteran, something that you can tell when he talks about it. He's passionate about it. But that's really what sets him apart. When people think about it, when I was his competitor in the past, the VA loan, I'm like, ah, oh, great. I guarantee they're going to shop Jimmy. He's going to get a call and then it's game over. And so, if you can't beat him, you join him, right? So
And here you are.
that's what we did. But, what's kind of been some of the niche, that you've seen some of your agents or yourself that they've gravitated towards to have success in real estate?
I think the niche is, like I mentioned before, treating everyone like they're your only client. Because if you can do that throughout the entire transaction and post-closing, you are going to get referrals
They're gonna
from
love it.
those people. Like, they love us. Like, they just talk about us. And we work on referrals. So I'd say we're probably like 85% based on referrals, which is fantastic.
Huge.
I mean, in addition to that, we are not afraid to try new things. Okay, you're talking about continuing education. I took a class here at U-Mortgage, and I can't remember, is it Glade? I think his name is Glade. It was on land development.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I like to try a different niche every year and see what might spark an interest. I took the class, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is too hard. I do not want to work on a project for 4 years.
That's a lot.
And see, but he said something in the class about knowing people that will do specific projects. And I immediately reached out to my title company and I sent this request. And it was basically, I want to know in Weber County, every LLC or limited partnership that owns at least 6 properties. It took me 2 weeks to get that list, but I got it. And now I'm marketing to those people because they're going to take that money because they've owned those houses for, let's say, 20 years. And they're going to do a 1031 exchange and probably buy a legacy property for their family. I live in Eden. Let's get you a legacy property. But it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, the class, but it sparked something new to develop.
Yes.
You just never know.
You just got a certain nugget from it, sparked it. And then now you got more business, something that you probably would have found that origination of business.
It was great.
Yeah, that's huge. And to wrap up this piece, I think a lot of people, I always keep it as simple as possible, is just try harder than the other guy or the other gal. Try a little harder. For you, like, it's having that personal experience with that client. And you'd be surprised of how low the bar really is. It's very low in most sales areas because the reason why people pick sales, majority, not is because they want to make a ton of money, it's because they like the flexibility. Mm-hmm. So if you're a salesperson and you love the flexibility and you lean way towards the flexibility more than anything, well, guess what characteristics I know you probably don't have? Mm-hmm. You're probably not as urgent, you're probably not on the ball, and you probably don't have that, you know, personalization towards, you know, just a client experience. That's just my opinion. I could be totally wrong, and there's someone who could be listening like, well, because I have the freedom to do what I want, I'm a little more, you know, relaxed and stuff. But no, I see the people that are on point and they're dedicated to do just a little bit better than the other person. They go pretty far in sales. So, I mean, this is great. I wish we could do a longer podcast than this because, you know, usually our podcasts are like 18, 20 minutes, but we'll get you on another time. But is there anything last thing you want to talk about setting yourself apart in this industry?
I do. You never know where a lead is going to come from. And so you could be talking with a vendor. Like, here we are, right? You're a mortgage guy.
Yep.
I'm a real estate agent. And so usually when I'm on the phone and we're managing a deal or I'm talking to a home inspector or what have you, at the end of the phone call or at the end of a meeting, I'm going to say, is there anything additional that I can help you with?
Yes.
Because they know that is my love language, is helping people. And I have gotten more referrals
from that
through vendors in the last 2 years then I can count on my two hands right now.
That is a great,
because they all know so many professional real estate agents, right?
True.
But they know I'm going to take care of their seller or their buyer.
Yeah, that's great. What a great way to end this podcast. Last thing I have for you is, what if someone needs to reach out to you, Nancy, how can they reach out to you? What's the best way?
Well, my love language is the phone.
All right.
So, So my phone number is 801-866-8508, Nancy Leifert, Erie Brokers. I am the queen of effing everything.
Queen of effing everything.
Mainly real estate, but I love to work and help people.
So that's great. Well, thanks so much. If you're listening here and you guys are looking specifically also in the Eden area, she knows the ins and out of that area. So thanks, Nancy. Appreciate having you on.
Thanks, Kyle.